Chapter 5. One of the pirates was still alive. The doctor tried to save him, but the pirate died. That left 8 pirates. The pirates shot Captain Smollett in the shoulder. His shoulder blade was broken. Some muscles were torn, but his lungs were okay. I had a cut on my knuckle. The doctor cleaned it and said, "You fool." The doctor, the squire, and the captain talked after dinner. Grey and I sat at the other end of the house. It was very hot in the house. I decided to go into the forest. I took biscuits and a gun. I waited until the squire and Grey were not looking. Then I ran. I went to the east coast of the island. I walked by the sea. It was cool. I liked it. I climbed up a hill and saw the Española. I saw the pirates on the ship. They were laughing. Then there was a loud scream. It was the parrot. The pirates were in the boat. They were rowing for the shore. They left 2 men on the Española. The sun went down. There was fog. I went to find Ben Gunn's boat. I found it by the white rock. I rowed it to the Española. I had a plan. I was going to cut the anchor rope. The Española would drift out to sea. It would stop the pirates from running away. I cut through the rope. The ship moved in the current. I tied the anchor rope to Ben Gunn's boat and went along with it. The ship headed to open sea. In the morning, I untied the boat. I tried to row for the island, but I couldn't row the boat. I gave up and went back to the Española. The ship looked abandoned. On the deck, one of the pirates was dead. The other looked dead, but he was drunk. The ship had the Jolly Roger, the pirate flag. I took it down. "God save the king! And that's the end of Captain Silver," said I. I made a deal with the pirate, but I didn't trust him. I thought he might try and kill me. When we got to the North Bay, the pirate tried to kill me. We fought. He threw a knife in my shoulder, but I shot him with my pistol. There were now 7 pirates left. I took down the sails. There was not much I could do. The ship was safe. I threw the body of the other pirate into the sea. I got off the ship. The sea came up to my waist. I walked onto the sand. I found the river. I followed it into the woods. The river went back to the stockade. I walked through the wood. Darkness fell quickly. The moon rose and I could see where I was going. I came to a clearing. I was where Ben Gunn was. I could see a fire at his house. I carried on walking. I saw a red glow at the stockade. I was scared. There was a red glow from the wall. I crept round the stockade. All's well, said the watchman. I laughed to myself. They did not see me. It was not a very safe camp. The captain was injured. I felt bad because I left my post. I went into the stockade. I stepped on the leg of someone who was sleeping.
Pieces of eight, pieces of eight,
Long John Silver's parrot, Captain Flint, cried. There was a lot of movement. The pirates were in the stockade. I tried to escape. There were too many of them. A pirate grabbed my shoulder.
Someone get a torch, said Long John Silver. I was a prisoner of the pirates.